Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2350, Busy. When is it a good thing? By Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, reading articles to you every day to help you live a more meaningful and positive life. And we're gonna get right to it and start optimizing your life. Busy, when is it a good thing? By Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. I feel like my message here is pretty clear. Boycott busy, say no more often, and declutter your in a nutshell. But life is not really a nutshell, and neither is it black and white. There are times when busy is just how it has to be, or when no isn't possible, or when your clutter represents wounds that aren't ready to be healed yet. While simple and slow are my preferred way of life, they're still a hard-fought luxury. If I had to put a number on it, and I will because I have a thing for numbers, I'd say only 35 to 40% of my life is simple and slow. The rest of it? Full. Perhaps not overflowing as much as it used to be, but the occasional ball still gets dropped. Why so busy? I've spent a good portion of the past few weeks being very productive. I've made my goals for the year and roadmapped them. I've made some impossible goals for this year and even one for in 10 years' time. I dug my 20,000 words out of its dusty corner in my laptop and started adding to them again. I've ushered the household back into the school year and work routine fairly successfully so far. And it's been busy. Yes, I hate the word, but let's not beat around the bush too much. I could thesaurus the crap out of it and it would still mean the same thing, busy. But it's also been good. After burnout struck 7 years ago, I never thought I'd associate busy with feeling good again, but here we are. So I wanted to dig a bit into why I was feeling busy and good, because frankly, I was starting to feel a bit hypocritical. It didn't take me too long to figure it out. I am doing what I love, creating things, writing, and connecting with people. My days are full, but so is my heart. The things I do now don't make me huge amounts of money, but they make me huge amounts of happy. They align with my values and my purpose. The ebb and flow of creativity and busyness. So once I figured out why I was busy-ish again and understood that it was different to before, I began to think about boundaries or rhythms that would support me through the busy season I am living. I'm becoming a big fan of seasonal living. My friend Krista over at A Life in Progress talks a lot about seasonal living. Quote, choosing to live seasonally is also the choice to live mindfully, awake to how our energy and moods shift throughout the day, the month, the year, how we experience changes in creativity and productivity, how there are days or months or seasons of life that feel harder or easier for us, end quote. And it makes complete sense to me. Our family has entered a new season with my youngest daughter starting school a few weeks ago. While it doesn't necessarily mean I have a whole heap of extra time up my sleeve, it does feel very different. I turned 40 last year and feel very strongly that this is a fresh, new, and very exciting chapter of my life. One that's unencumbered with things like perfection and giving a what people think of me. I'm me, and I really like me. I'm at my most creative and energetic at certain times of my menstrual cycle, and you heard it here first, the moon cycle. My creative energy is literally on tap for about 7 to 10 days of the month. Embracing busy, sometimes. So I'm wondering what would happen if I worked more with these seasons or times when I'm feeling my creative energy flow. Instead of pushing back against the busyness that comes with such strong creative vibes, what if I choose to embrace it and then rest after? I could opt for balance every day, ensuring that each 24 hours has the right balance of sleep, work, family time, and everything else, but I get the feeling that nothing extraordinary would get done if I did this. If I wanted an unbusy, balanced day every day, I wouldn't get to do the long bike rides I love. We wouldn't go out for spontaneous ice cream treats, and I certainly wouldn't get a book written. Sometimes we have to go fast to go slow. Sure, slow is great, but slow doesn't always get us where we need to go. Sometimes circumstances mean we will find ourselves in the fast lane for a while. This is not your permission slip to change lanes indefinitely, though. Find your ebb and flow and rest before you break. 3 tips for doing busy better. Number 1, keep track of your energy levels. Map them for 12 weeks and see what patterns you find. Are there days of the month where you are more productive and energetic? Make some changes to your routines that will capitalize on these energy peaks. Number 2, regularly check in with your why. If what's keeping you busy doesn't align with your values and purpose in life, then you might need to reconsider. And number 3, always try and be gentle and kind to yourself. This doesn't always mean fitting in long hot baths or pedicures. Maybe it means giving yourself a 10-minute sleep-in or a saying no to the 4th weekend activity. Kindness and gentleness are often found in the most unassuming things. You just listened to the post titled, Busy, When Is It a Good Thing? By Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Emma. A quick note, she mentioned her friend Krista in this post. That's the same Krista O'Reilly Davy DeGee that I narrate here pretty frequently. Her website is alifeinprogress.ca and always a pleasure reading from that blog as well. Just wanted to mention that. But anyway, Emma makes a great point here because we often hear about busy almost being kind of a bad word on this show. It reminds me of a post I read from Joshua Fields Milburn of The Minimalists that was way back in episode 73. He has an essay called Not Busy, Focused, which I think is a fair point. I'd probably call Emma more focused than busy. And that difference is exactly what she talked about. Actually feeling good about being busy. If you're doing things you love, the word busy loses its negative connotation. It's more like productive, focused, and we think of things like achievement and progress. Whereas with busy, the first things that come to my mind at least are inundated, cluttered, overwhelmed, things like that. And as she said, sometimes we have to go fast to go slow. There's always a push and pull in life. We're never only one way. It's really about embracing and appreciating both, or really all seasons of life. So embrace that season you're in today. Have a great rest of your day and season, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.